Westlock. Jack Adkins is an individual well-known, familiar face in Barrhead and Westlock among many young people as a former school liaison worker with Family Community Support Services, FCSS, and then Alberta Alcohol and Drug Abuse Commission, ADAC. But in 2008, the Alberta government decided to change things up, dropping ADAC, Alberta Cancer Board and others, putting it all into one package named Alberta Health Services, AHS. As a result, Adkins is now addictions counselor, tobacco reduction with AHS addictions and mental health. His main office is in the provincial building in Westlock, with an office in Barrhead, and he serves a large triangle area from Swan Hills in the northwest to Thorholt in the east and south to Onaway. Adkins was the guest speaker at the April 11 noon meeting of the Westlock and District Chamber of Commerce, held at the Westlock Legion, speaking on the role of CONEX, Community of Networking Excellence. CONEX includes FCSS, Probation, the Hope Resource Center, Pembina Hills School Division, Town of Westlock, Westlock County, Alberta Health Services, Youth Unlimited, Victim Services, and the Thunderbirds football team, as well as individuals from other community groups, including 4-H. What do? We promote family fun activities, alcohol and drug-free, so that people can say they can have fun without getting stoned or drunk, Adkins said. One of the big ones, and a great big success, is Friday Night Lights, the nighttime football game in Westlock that includes a huge family carnival before the game so that people can have fun and do activities. The kids just enjoy it so much and then stay for the game, Adkins said. I think one reason why it was such a big success this year was because people wanted to get out, after COVID-19. That's just one activity that we did. And because of COVID-19, there's a lot of stuff we could not do, he added, so we were kind of at a standstill. One of the activities that has been very successful prior with the seniors' lodges was a generational activity, with the Thunderbirds meeting seniors, making, and decorating cookies together, so the two can connect. And the seniors loved it. The kids were fantastic with them, he said. We have to discuss if we will do it again once it gets back to the new normal. Adkins said they are working with Youth Unlimited to bring in a display May 16 to 18 called Addictions Don't Discriminate, which is aimed at bringing more awareness about how addictions affect people and their families. I truly, truly hopefully you will come and see what that's like and just go through the process, he said. And also go and see what Youth Unlimited is all about, as it's quite the center. The kids there, 40-some who just drop in, and it's just a great facility for the youth of this community. Another epidemic he spoke on is vaping, saying youth aren't getting the right information. The vaping industry came out with lies, like it's going to help you quit smoking. It's cool, it's not as harmful as smoking. And the kids are hearing this. And the biggest thing is there are flavors, and who does that attract? He asked. We're up against the huge giant vaping and tobacco industry, and with the gap that we can't go and tell the kids the truth about vaping, it's just popular with youth. They think it's cool. They're not getting the right information. As Alberta Health Services, we're told we're not allowed to be in the school, but be creative. So, the vehicle that we have jumped on is Youth Unlimited, doing monthly presentations there talking to the youth about vaping, cannabis, and that kind of stuff. So, they are getting some information. Les Dunford, townandcountrytoday.com.